This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado State University is joining two others in suing the Mountain West Conference. The schools say the sports conference improperly withheld tens of millions of dollars from them. The three schools will pull their sports teams from the conference in 2026 to join the Pac-12. Boise State and Utah State Universities are joining CSU. They filed their complaint in federal court in Denver. Pregnant women who live in lower-income neighborhoods are 20% more likely to develop diabetes. That's according to new research from the University of Arizona. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Bridget Dowd has more.
Researchers compared where women lived when they gave birth with values calculated from the Neighborhood Deprivation Index, which gives a score for how resource-rich or resource-poor a neighborhood is. The score takes into account things like the median home value and the percentage of households receiving public assistance. U of A Assistant Professor Melissa Furlong says she hopes the findings will drive positive change.
If we incorporated neighborhood quality into screening, then maybe we could catch some of these women a little bit earlier or change our policies to make sure that they are screened better during pregnancy.
She says researchers have seen over and over again that where you live has a direct impact on your health.
That's Bridget Dowd for the Mountain West News Bureau in Phoenix. And some sad news for animal lovers. A beloved sea lion from the Denver Zoo has died. Nick was 18 and known for his loud bark. He had been moved to the Smithsonian Zoo in Washington, D.C. during the construction of a new habitat in Denver. He was scheduled to return this fall, but zookeepers say they recently noticed Nick displaying odd behavior. So they did an examination under anesthesia, but his heart stopped during the exam. As a newborn, Nick had been rescued on the California coast. In Denver this afternoon, sunny and 88 degrees. In Colorado Springs, sunny and 85. This is CPR News and KRCC.